single one of you, you may not be called to full-time ministry, but every one of you. Yvette, are you still here? Yvette, I know you have a call of God on your life. I knew it when you were a little girl. And it may not be in the ministry, even though when you were little, you said, when I grow up, I want to live in the church like you, Pastor Jocelyn. And Diana, you too. God has special things for you girls and all of you. And I want you to know something that 18 years ago, they played this song on our last Sunday when we left Sterling and came to Greeley, and I thought I was going to die. And here we are. Brian didn't tell me he's playing it again when I'm dying again. But it is all about dying to self and serving God. And 2 years ago, when they first mentioned Illinois, I told Brian, if they move, I'm moving. Because I'm not living in a town with none of my kids and none of my grandkids. But we're staying because of the call. Amen. So if you think I've told you before that you're family, don't be surprised if I call you up and say, Sonia, can you come play Barbies with me? Or any of you. So we just want you to know we're here because God's called us here and because we love you. Amen.
All right. Ordination is something that God started way before baptism, and he did that in the Old Testament with the priests, and they all had to be ordained and anointed with oil. And so that is one of the things that we always do when we ordain people. We always want to anoint them with oil, which we will do. If we have some oil someplace. I got it there. Okay, perfect. So the words that we're going to share right now are words that the Apostle Paul ministered to a guy that was just special to Paul. And that was Timothy. And Timothy was the really one of the children of God that got saved according to both, well, not exactly the Bible, but certainly history, that he was a man with a heart like Paul had. Do all for the sake of the call. Amen. So as we minister to Elizabeth today, here's literally what Paul did. He gave him a charge. In other words, he gave him an agenda, if you will. He gave him a way to follow the Lord that you would never, ever go back on God. You wouldn't ever leave God behind. You wouldn't ever get ahead of God. But you were going to walk with God. Amen. So I want to make this charge to you, Elizabeth. And if you'll come up here, Jocelyn, you can come up. This is 2 Timothy 2, verses 8 through 15. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel. Isn't that interesting? Paul called it my gospel. That's somebody that owned something, isn't it? Amen. He owned the gospel. He was the heart of the gospel in so many ways, for which I suffer hardship, even to imprisonment as a criminal. But the word of God is not imprisoned. For this reason, I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory. That's what ordination is all about. The harvest ahead of us. Amen. That's what it's all about. And God loves them every color, every creed, every language. Amen. He loves them all. And where you're going, you may have all of those. Hallelujah. This is an amazing thing. He says this. It is a trustworthy statement, for if we died with him, he also will live. I'm sorry. Then we also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. I'll get it right. If we deny him, listen to this. If we deny him, he will deny us. Now listen, we're not talking about a baby Christian here. We're talking about people that have served God well. They have people that are referring them to be ordained because they've done their ministry well. Okay? Those people are on a different turf than everybody else is because they know God. And they know they should never and will never turn their backs on him and deny him. That's a different thing, isn't it? Yes. Totally different thing. Totally different audience that's receiving this. Hallelujah. He will deny us if we deny him. But if we are faithless. Okay, so I got I got tears in my eyes, my goodness. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Amen. Remind them, the people that you're going to be teaching, of these things, and solemnly charge them in the presence of God not to wrangle about words. And boy, being in the children's ministry, people are wrangling with words everywhere you're talking, man. So here's what he says. He says, but be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman. And you know the rest of it. And most of you know the rest of it. A workman that need not be ashamed, but handling accurately the word of truth. Glory to God. Here's a second one in 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5. So this is quicker. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. And this is the key, with great patience and instruction. For the time will come, and we're living in this time, for the time will come when they will not endure doctrine, sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. That's what TV ministry is all about, isn't it? Find the guy you like. Find the guy that's preaching sound doctrine. And turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside to myths. We got to help those people that are headed that way. But you, be sober in all things. Endure hardship. We all know that. And as a children's minister, nobody's going to say thank you. Amen? Nobody. Be sober in all things. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist, and you do that well. Fulfill your ministry. All right. We're going to lay hands on you now. Thank you, Jesus. This oil is oil from Israel, and they call this under his wings. Amen. So I don't know about you, but that'd be a good place to just rock and roll for a while. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Father, as we anoint this servant of God, We thank you, Father, for all the things you've done in her life to bring her to this moment. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name right now that as we anoint her with oil in the name of the Lord, your power will increase in her ministry. That, Father, she will have great, great revelation. She'll have new things come into her heart about children's ministry. The creativity that she has will be doubled. For a double portion has come, my daughter. A double portion has come. Ooh, Jesus. That came from heaven right there. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And you will lead many, 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 just like you have here. You will lead many to the throne of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Jocelyn. Thank you, Jesus.
And Elizabeth, as you have known since you were 12 years old what God called you to in this next season of time, remember that continually. Never forget that His gifts and callings are without repentance. They're irrevocable.
Yes, they are.
And God is going to open new doors for you.
Yes.
That will be a huge blessing.
Yes,
beyond
will.
What you can think or imagine.
Yes.
And so we today, as a church, we release you.
Yep.
And we know God has equipped the workers that will take your place. And we send you out as a missionary to Illinois.
Yes, we do.
From VCF. And Father, we thank you that Moses said, I will not go unless you go with me. And we thank you that Jesus will not leave us. He will not leave Elizabeth and Mike and
no,
their children. And so, Father, right now we thank you. We release her to greater things ahead, Father. And we
things.
All as a church say, God bless you, Pastor Elizabeth.
God bless you.
In Jesus' name. And you virtual kids come up here. We need to bless them. Poor Hannah's having a hard time.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for
Jesus.
Jeremiah and for Hannah and for where she
Mariah.
At? Where she at? Mariah.
And
glory
Michael.
To God. Oh, Father. And Mike, as they get ready to leave. And Father, we thank you that as they go, the favor of the Lord is upon them. The goodness of the Lord is upon them. And there will be and there is great expectation in this family for their move. And Father, we thank you. We thank you that this is going to be a great adventure. And the city of Normal, Illinois, is going to have something that is way beyond normal in their city in just about 3 days. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Go ahead, hon. Yeah, go ahead.
Elizabeth, I just, obviously, we've been praying a lot for you this week. And I know God's been just preparing your heart and just hearing you talk about it this morning. And I know that I feel like he just wants to say, the same God that had his hands on you when you were 12 is the same today. And the message that just kept hitting my spirit is not to look at this as the end of a ministry or an end of a gift or the end of a calling, because the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, and you'll carry them as long as you're on the earth.
Amen.
And you may not have an official title. You may not have an official pulpit. You may not have an official room to do that in, but the calling of God is following you to where you're going. And I just, one of the things that we've just been thinking about, and I think obviously applies to you and applies to all of us here, is that without change, growth is impossible. And so sometimes God kind of nudges us off that diving board a little bit. But growth and increase and blessing is just what we're believing for you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Chris. Can I say something? Christmas of 1986, Pastor Jocelyn and Pastor Brian came to our house with two little girls. Elizabeth was two, and baby Jessica was 2 months. And we had a great big 90-pound white German Shepherd at our house. And Elizabeth was two, and he was much bigger than Elizabeth. And she was so frightened of him. And they didn't have a dog, and so she wasn't used to being around dogs. And so Pastor Brian would hold her little hand and say, "He's a nice dog." And she did not believe it at all. And we put the dog in the basement. We had a wrought iron railing that ran around our stairwell. And I was getting Christmas dinner on the table. And I saw this little tiny girl peering between the wrought iron railing, saying, "In the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, nice dog, the name of Jesus." And she was taking authority over that scary dog. And she has taken authority in this church. Over and over and over in the name of Jesus.
Oh, that's great.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we talked about at staff meeting, one of the final things that is really important for me is I want to pray individually over every kid who's here, whether you are a preschooler or you just started coming, all the way till if you've graduated and moved on from Children's Church, I want a last time to get to pray over you. So adults, if you'll don't have children, if you'll just enjoy the music and you can pray for one another. But what I'd like to ask is all parents or grandparents to come stand with their kids, and we'll start with the younger ones this way, and I'll start over here. And then teenagers who are here, who you were under me in Children's Church, come all the way over here. So all you kids, come up. And I want to pray a final blessing over you. So parents, please come. So you